Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Brad Huskin is with us. Brad is the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. Also, Munchies for Salespeople. You're getting the idea, right, folks? He is a sales guy. He is our sales guy. He is one of the top experts in salesmanship in the, on the planet, probably in the galaxy, especially if you're in retail, because he really, retail, hospitality, that where people, you know, right there, and that's right up there where the rubber meets the road. And he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm good. You're out there where the rubber meets the road, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm out there in the nitty-gritty, as they say.
Right. Brad, one of the things that I've been talking about lately, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I know you've got a couple of things you want to bring up, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I've been saying now, and I said this in the previous hour, that the most important thing for any small business owner, the most important thing for them to think about, more important than everything else in their company, is finding a way for them and their employees, when they contact customers, when customers contact them, however you make contact with a customer, you've got to make sure that you figure out somehow, some way to connect with that person. Not just shake their hand, not just look them in the, not just be there, not just say, answer the questions, not just make a sale, not just make change or whatever, not just basically, you know, do your job, but to actually connect with them. What do you think?
Well, I think there's no question about it that that is the key to developing a successful business. And I call it back to the future selling or back to the future business. When in the old days, you know, the customer would come in and you'd say, "Hey, Jim, how you doing today?" And
yep. He'd
say, "Well, I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?" And I'd say, "Well, I'm great." And Mary Lou's got a birthday next week, doesn't she? And she said, "Yes, I do. Yes, she does." And I'd say, "Buy this." And they'd say, "Okay." Well, those days are gone now. And
it's, but they don't have to be, do they?
No, they don't. And it's an amazing thing that, I've been preaching here the last few weeks that if you just think about your very best customer and think about everything you know about that human being, you know their name, you know their spouse's name, you know where they work, what kind of car they drive, where they live, you know their kids' names, you know Fido's name, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about the customer you didn't sell yesterday, and what do you know about that one? And the answer is probably nothing. And the difference between your best customer and one that doesn't buy from you might be your ability to befriend another human being and relate to them on an interpersonal level, just as you're saying.
And nothing that you just said, what you just said, could turn your business around and be the difference in success, and outrageous success and failure. And not one thing that you just said cost a nickel.
It doesn't cost a dime to be nice and to connect and do something different and just be a human being, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, it really boils down to what are we doing to wow our customers, to get them to the point where they wouldn't even think about buying our product or service from anybody but us.
I walk in these stores, and I talked about this last hour, Brad. I walk in a store. I've gotten to where lately, I've been paying attention to this for a long time. You know that I'm one of the guys that stands there till they say thank you after they give me my money back. You know, I just stand there. My kids won't go shopping with me because they know I'm going to embarrass them.
Uh-huh.
But I just stand there. And they say, "Is there something else?" I say, "Yeah, you haven't said thank you." You know, and I mean, that's the kind of guy I am. But what I'm saying is, more and more, I'm leaving transactions where I feel like I could have gotten as much connection out of a kiosk as I got out of that person.
Yeah, and the difference between success and failure today is so minute, and with all the electronics and the futuristic way that people are buying off the internet and all those kinds of things, the only thing that the small business guy has that they'll never get off the internet or off some computer somewhere, off some kiosk or some catalog, is that human relationship one-on-one with another
yep.
human being. And it's what separates the successful ones from the marginally successful ones today.
I was in Pittsburgh last week at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, and we were in the restaurant at this hotel where we were staying, and there was a guy waiting on us, served our breakfast. His name was Randy. I wish I knew his last name. This guy was theater. This guy would come up to you. He'd bring you your food. He'd say, "Here's your feast." He'd serve it like, "Here's your feast." You know, exactly. What a life. I mean, this guy was bubbling with personality. And then I said, you know, here's one of my big things right now is people say, when you ask them for something, they say, "No problem."
Right. I hate that. With a passion.
And so this guy didn't say no problem. I said, "Randy, could I have some more coffee?" You know what he said? "That's easy. I'll have it right out." "That's easy," he said. Not no problem. He said, "That's easy." Now, isn't that a great... Now, see, here it is, a week later, I'm still telling people about him.
Exactly.
Now, he connected with me. Guess what? Guess where I'm going to eat breakfast next time I go back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, for that place.
I'm going to look for Randy. I'm not going to sit in anybody else's section.
Yep, and I got a couple of short stories to tell you. I was at a Wendy's drive-in. Driving through Wendy's, of course, the first person that takes your money has no personality. They just take your money. They say, "Here's your change." Get to the next window. This young lady hands me my bag of food, hands me my drink, and she says, "Thank you very much. See you tomorrow." And I say, "Okie dokie." And I'm driving it away, and I'm thinking, what the heck just happened there?
Yeah.
That woman said, "See you tomorrow." I said, "Okay." Mm-hmm. She's expecting me.
Exactly. She
so
made a connection.
Where did you have to go?
She connected with you, whether you wanted to or not.
Exactly. It's just that quick.
And so tomorrow, when you're driving by and you got Wendy's on the right and McDonald's on the left, which way are you going
to
go?
I'm probably going to go to that Wendy's by golly, because that woman's expecting me.
That's exactly right. And folks, I know, trust me, I've got gray hair. Brad's got gray hair. We know what we're talking about on this thing. If nothing else, this works, and it doesn't cost you a nickel.
Not a dime. And do we have time for another story? We got to go to break.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was giving a seminar in St. Louis a few weeks ago, and it just so happened that the meeting room across the hall broke at the same time that my meeting broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm outside, and the seminar leader from the room across the hall comes out, and she's standing there, and I introduced myself. "I'm Brad Huskin. How are you today?" She says, "Well, I'm doing just great." And I said, "I'm giving a seminar over there." And she says, "Yeah, we're talking about how to, what to do with nuclear waste and how to save the planet and, you know, get rid of, you know, all the things that are causing the planet to go haywire."
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get got a cliffhanger here, folks. You're going to get the punchline on the other side of these messages. Here's the Stones to take us out. Brad Huskin is our guest. That's him on vocals in the background there. 20 after. Stay with us.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Brad Huskin is our guest. He's the author of Munchies for Salespeople, and I'm a Salesman, not a PhD. Brad, give us your website, please.
It's www.iastraining.com.
So check that out, folks, and use it to your advantage. Brad, and they can find your books there, right? And they can subscribe to your free newsletter there?
Oh, my books and my newsletter and my videotapes, DVDs, CDs, tests.
Find out how you work with people, and you can find his services there, folks. Whatever Brad does is top shelf. I recommend him highly.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you people with a cliffhanger.
There you go. You were talking to a lady. She just got through with a speech. She was talking about nuclear waste.
Yes, she was giving a seminar on nuclear waste and the effect it has on the ozone layer and what we can
do. Was she glowing? Did she have a green glow or anything?
No. And what we need to do to reduce greenhouse emissions and what we can do to save the ozone layer, to save the planet. And I said, "Well, good luck with that." And she says, "Oh, by the way, what are you teaching over there?" I said, "Well, I'm trying to get Johnny to sell a pair of earrings to go with a necklace." And she said, "Oh, well, good luck with that." It kind of put my life in perspective, you know? So what I'm saying is, it really isn't that difficult. We're not talking about rocket scientists, for God's sakes. Just
funny.
Develop relationships.
What else do we need to do? When you're out there in the marketplace, are the people you're talking to... I have some friends in the jewelry business. I know you work a lot with jewelers. They're having a tough year this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they say the traffic is going to be down as much as 25%, and it's not just jewelry, it's furniture and a lot of high-end.
But their utilities and their house payments and their groceries are not going to be down 25%.
No.
So how do they make all that happen?
Well, and that's one of the things that I wanted to mention is I think that every business has to have a set of non-negotiable standards that their people have to live up to. And when I say a standard, I mean this is something that the business owner is willing to write them up and eventually terminate them for not adhering to these standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like how they answer the telephone or how they greet a customer or exactly what you were saying.
Not saying
thank
you.
A customer, you know, inviting the customer back.
No problem. Three no problems in a week get you fired.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or enjoys. You know, that's another one I hate. Enjoy.
Or how about have a nice day? My mother says have a nice day. I don't need that from you.
No, and, you know, you look at the great companies like Ritz-Carlton, and, you know, their employees are not allowed to say the word yes.
Mm-hmm.
They must use the word certainly, which really sets the tone for the ambiance of the experience that you're going to have at one of their properties. And that's the type of non-negotiable standards that I'm talking about, is that we have to have these things in order to make our customers feel like they have some connection with us, in order to feel like they were truly appreciated. I mean, when a customer leaves my business, they better feel like a confetti cannon just went off in their head, that I'm so appreciative that they stopped by.
Are you seeing people having, I don't mean to pick on the younger generation, but I do think that there seems to be a little extra challenge getting the Gen Xers and the Gen Y, especially the Gen Ys, the millennials, to get them to really engage with customers. What do you think?
Well, I think that they don't know what they don't know.
It's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault, and they haven't been taught some of the basic skills that we've been taught as far as human relationships and those kind of things, because it is such a digital world.
Because really, if you think about it, their whole world has been all about them.
Exactly. You know, I said to my granddaughter the other day that I actually remember a day when you had to get up off the couch, walk over to the television, and turn a dial to change the channel. And she looked at me like I had mud on my face.
Right.
What?
I said,
yeah, we had to do that for the volume, too. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
How
I was
hard
my
that
dad.
Was?
I was my dad's first remote control.
Exactly. So I think every customer needs to come up with a list of five or six sales standards and five or six customer service standards that they don't let their people negotiate on. These are things that have to be done. One of them, of course, would be, as you and I preach all the time, they got to attempt to close the sale.
Yeah.
I don't care if they use the Sweet Susie clothes or the dreaded pretzel load clothes or the grandmother needs surgery clothes. By God, every time they show a customer merchandise, they better try to close it. So,
why else are we here?
Exactly. That's the only reason that we exist. And
Otherwise, we're going to put you on the loading dock or something.
Yeah, I tell these salespeople we're not a grocery store.
That's right.
The one thing grocery stores don't have is salespeople because they don't need them.
Well, I love what one guy said. I went into an antique store the guy was very engaging. We, you know, usually antique stores they don't really spend much time with. This guy came around. He tried to be helpful. He said, I hope you'll buy something. This isn't a museum.
Yes, indeed. If it is, we got a problem.
That's right.
Yep. I tell a lot of people in the jewelry business, thank God you're not in the pet business because your merchandise would be dead.
Yeah. So non-negotiable, and do you establish this? Do you write this up as a policy?
Absolutely. Yep. It's got to be written. It's got to be posted. It's got to be real.
And they know, because if you're going to fire them, they got to know why they're being fired.
Exactly. They got to know what's
expected
of them.
But is there a carrot out there for this thing?
Well, you know, the carrot is...
More commission.
These are the rules to work here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like I can't imagine living in any city in America without stop signs and signal lights.
That's right.
It would be mass chaos.
Right.
And that's all we're putting in place in our business is stop signs and signal lights.
But don't forget, more commission, too.
Absolutely.
You can make it happen. You ring the bell, more commission. Hey, give us the website one more time, Brad.
It's IAStraining.com with a www in front of it.
Brad is the best, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Take care, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.